Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. If you just tuned in, you've been listening already, thank you very much for that too. We really appreciate that, because that shows that you're a highly intelligent individual. And we have another highly intelligent individual joining us now that will make you glad that you hung out with us. Karen Cortell-Reisman is a longtime friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our top communication experts in the Brain Trust. She's also the author of The Naked Truth About Selling, and she's our good friend, Karen Cortell-Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you back. What's the news on communication?
Recently, I've had several high-powered clients, CEOs, lawyers, and principals in big, big companies, and I'm amazed that these people who've gotten to this level are still incredibly petrified about giving a presentation.
Now, when you say high-powered, mm-hmm. you mean that they're leading their organizations, they got people working for them. You know, they have people who do things for them. They manage pretty good sized budgets. They're the rainmakers, the visionaries. They're the alpha members of their organization.
I want our small business owners to know they're not alone, and you're absolutely right. These are the people that actually run large corporations. And if they can be really, really freaked out about giving a speech, it probably will make our listeners realize, okay, I'm not alone in this battle to give a presentation. And I feel our small business owners need to be able to give a presentation, whether it's to the Rotary Club or when they walk into a new prospect. That's
right.
Still a speech. And we can still get really nervous. And I want to talk about some of the ways that we can have our nerves working for us rather than against us.
What are these people telling you? What are their concerns, these high-powered executives? How are they responding
to you?
The
guy yesterday, I won't, of course, no names, but the principal of a big company says, I'm going to take a Lexapro and two martinis.
Well, that's one way.
I said, please, I don't want you falling over and fainting during your presentation. And the one the week before, the attorney said, I'm going to take Enderol, which is another. So I don't want, in all my years, in 16 years of doing my business, I'm so shocked about these people.
What's an Enderol?
Enderol is a type of a drug that one takes if you've got some type of a shaking hand or you have something like a pulsing in your body.
Yeah. See, I know aspirin and mercurochrome. I don't know much about drugs.
No.
But
well, you know, and I don't want our listeners to start running to a prescription drug here. I'd much prefer that we understand that it's okay to be nervous when you give a presentation.
You're right, though, Karen. I mean, these people have gotten to where they are. I mean, these are obviously not 25, you know, 18, 25, 30-year-old people. These are people who've been around a block or two. This isn't their first rodeo. You would think that they would have gotten used to making these kinds of presentations, wouldn't you?
They have. These people in particular, they do it, but they hate doing it, and I hate that too. I don't want my clients, I don't want people to get out there and just have just a miserable time giving a presentation or doing a brief. Or this particular client is doing a major, major presentation for a national audience. And I do think that we are at our most nervous when we are speaking to our peers, when we are speaking to our colleagues. That is very nerve-wracking. And it's okay to be nervous. That's what I really want to tell our listeners this morning. It is okay to be nervous, but how can we get the nerves to work for you rather than against you?
Well, what I have found, Karen, is that, you know, I give a lot of speeches, as you do, and I found that obviously I am a little anxious. I have a few butterflies in the beginning, but that's a good thing. If I ever stop getting butterflies, I think I'm probably through. But what you do is you just realize that's your. For me, I call it my desire to do an excellent job makes me feel that way. And the moment I step out on that stage, the nervousness goes away.
Mm-hmm.
For me.
For you. But what I want to tell our listeners, I want to talk about some ways that you can really get your butterflies to fly in formation.
I like that. Hold on to that thought. This is where we're going. We're going to, ladies and gentlemen, I bet you've never had that before. Your butterflies flying in a formation. Only Karen Cortell Reisman could do that for you, and she's going to right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. The late, great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Cortell Reisman. She's going to help us with our speaking. She's going to help us do a better job of speaking. And folks, don't think about what Karen's talking about and get it fixed in your mind that this is only about giving a speech. This is about any kind of a presentation. And so, Karen, as we said, sometimes you get butterflies, and you're going to help us get those butterflies lined up and flying in the right direction, aren't you?
Absolutely. There's some things you can do ahead of the day, during the on the day, and then during the presentation. So let's talk about what you can do ahead of time. Here's several things. First of all, I want you to have a positive mental attitude, a PMA, positive mental attitude. I want you to think about a prior time you were in a similar situation and you were successful.
Yeah,
and
worked out.
And what we tend to do is the exact opposite. We tend to think of when we really screwed up, then we get a huge stomach ache, and then we go downhill from there. So along with thinking those positive thoughts, you can also actually mutter under your breath a positive sentence like a mantra.
Mm-hmm.
And one that works well is to say something like, I know that I know, and I know they'll enjoy hearing what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And again, when you start going down that negative spiral of misery, start thinking, no, I know that I know what I'm talking about, and I know they'll enjoy hearing what I have to say. So you think about your knowledge and the fact that they're going to gain something from your knowledge.
And I'll just throw in a little personal story here, Karen. Years and years ago, 20 years ago, I traveled around the country teaching people how to read certain kinds of investment prospectuses. Back in the 80s, that's one of the things that I did. And many of the audiences I spoke to were attorneys and tax attorneys and CPAs. These were obviously highly intelligent, highly educated people, much more so than I was.
Mm-hmm.
And in the early on, I realized, I was very nervous about that because I thought, what could I possibly have to tell a tax attorney that he doesn't or she doesn't already know? Well, what I found out was the thing that I was doing, they didn't know as much about as I did.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first speech, I realized, wait a minute, I know stuff that these people want to know. I don't have to be smarter than them. I don't have to be better educated than them. But I know stuff that they don't know, and that's valuable to them. And that helped me.
I agree. Here's some other things you can do ahead of time. You can practice, and I want to talk about how you can practice, and I think you can also prepare. And what you want to do when you practice is, the myth about giving a presentation is it's hard to give one, but that's just the myth. The fact is it's just hard to start and it's hard to shut up. And what I'd like for our listeners to do is to practice the beginning and then practice the end. Those are the hardest two parts, and then practice how you're going to get through it. Just the transition sentences. So that's how you can practice, and then you can prepare by putting together your thoughts ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, the day of. Arrive early. I know this sounds so, like, duh.
Excellent
idea. We know
idea.
This, but I can give you my own horror stories of arriving late or getting stuck in traffic or almost missing the plane, which really, really will make you ridiculously nervous. And so get there early. There's all kinds of surprises that can happen, and I have tons of funny stories about that. We just don't have time. So get there early. This sounds really funny and duh, but wear something you really like. Wear something that you feel great in.
I like to feel pretty when I'm speaking,
Karen. Oh, you do. And I want you to wear your most beautiful tie.
The pink. I do the pink thing when I would like
I
to
know,
feel pretty.
I want you to wear something you feel really great in. And all kidding aside, when my beloved mother was very, very ill, and we were very nervous and very anxious, and we were hanging out in the intensive care unit, my sister and I always dressed corporate. It was about the only thing we had control over is I guess we can just look good, even though we're so upset on the inside, we look okay on the outside. And that was really something that was helpful. Mm-hmm. And it can be just as helpful in any anxiety-filled situation. So just look your best. Have on your best favorite outfit. And then, of course, get there early. Another thing is drink room temperature.
Can I stop you for a second? Let me stop you for a second. Yeah. I want to talk about the getting there early part. Just a second. This is a very, very important thing, ladies and gentlemen, because when you're speaking, especially if it's a bigger group, you're probably going to have amplification. You might want to have a lavalier mic, and you're going to need to. You know, I always tried to make friends with the audio guys.
Oh, those are your best friends.
Yeah, I'd go say hi to them, and you know what? A lot of times in my speech, I'd say, "Ladies and gentlemen, Bill back there is responsible for you guys being able to hear all the speakers. Let's give him a hand," or something like that. And that sort of brings the audience in. But get there early, meet those guys.
That's a great idea.
And you know what I do? Also, I walk up on the podium, and I look at the room, even when there's nobody there. I mean, there's nobody but the people getting the room ready. And I walk up on the stage, and so when I come back for my speech, I've already seen the room as it looks. It's not the first time. You know, I don't look like a cow looking at a new gate, you know.
Never mind being a cow. You're like the you're like the host rather than the guest at a party. It's your party,
yeah.
And now you are more comfortable with where you are. It's also, that's such a great idea to get there early. I've told my clients yesterday, I want you to get there the day before, and you're all pretty nervous about this. Why don't you get up there and just practice in the room that you're actually giving the presentation in?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a really great idea.
You know, and we're going to have to take a quick break, but I hope you're going to talk about this in a minute. If you're not, I want to talk about it. Make sure and plan to have fun.
Oh, absolutely.
And Karen's going to talk to us about that and other important points to help you deal with a little bit of nervousness when you're making a presentation, whether it be to 3 people or to 300 people. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Selling. When we come back, she's going to give us her website. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Karen Cortell Reisman is our guest. Karen, give us your website, please.
Oh, thank you. My website is speakforyourself.com.
Right.
And what you'll find, I've written 2 books. One is The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches. The second one is The Naked Truth About Selling. I have done tons of articles for national magazines, and you'll find that. I also can send you to lettersfromeinstein.com, and that's where I have all about my inspirational keynote, which is about Einstein, my cousin.
Her cousin,
and it's
yes.
It's all about hope and resilience and lingerie. That's a keynote that
I
give.
And lingerie. See, I like that one.
But before I end my section, you had just brought up a great point, and that is, how can we battle our nerves and still have fun when you give a speech? And I want to tell our listeners that no matter what, even though I've given speeches for 16 years, I always write down the words, have fun,
mm-hmm.
on the first page of my handout when I go to a venue. And I also write the words, it's not about me, it's about the audience. And then I also say, share versus shine. Excuse me. No, that's exactly what I say, share versus shine. I want to make sure that it goes straight to them and not about me, and that it's not a funeral. I want to go out there and have fun. So that gets me to the very last thing about getting our butterflies flying in formation. Here's how you can have more fun. Get in control of your physical side effects. They don't go away. We still have fear. And so instead of getting aggravated about getting sweaty, just don't wear wool. Instead of getting upset about shaking hands, go flap them in the bathroom before you get up there. Instead of being upset over a blotchy red neck, wear a scarf or a tie.
That's what I do. I wear a scarf. Yeah.
Oh, settle.
It helps.
Settle
it helps me.
Down. And then the next thing I want you to do is I want you to focus when you're giving that speech on looking at the people in the audience that are smiling and happy to be there. And if there are a few people out there that are not, that are like kind of falling asleep, I don't want you to dwell on those people. Look at the energy givers and not the energy zappers. And I want you guys to remember one thing. We don't know what kind of emotional baggage people are bringing to our table.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. I mean, we always blame ourselves. Oh, my gosh, we're doing a terrible job. That's why they're falling asleep. And I go, no, they probably had two antihistamines and they have a miserable cold. And we just don't know. If everybody's falling asleep, then call me. Then we have a problem.
Well, Karen, this thing about having fun, you got to do that, folks. And if you plan to have fun, you'll have more energy. And I will tell you, a message that people don't quite resonate, that doesn't quite resonate with people as much as you'd hoped, can be overcome if you have energy. I think that's a very important thing to do. And Karen, the other thing about having fun. Mm-hmm. Is I plan to laugh at myself instantaneously when I do something, when I screw up, I make a mistake or whatever. I laugh at myself, and that helps other people. That's when you become human to them. And if you can laugh at yourself, that you can go a long way. Because if you're worried about messing up, if all you have to do, now this is me. Now it may not be for everybody, but for me, if I know I'm going to laugh at myself, I don't worry about messing up.
Jim, you are so right. I want to talk to you about self-deprecating humor. I'm not a big proponent of using jokes because you're always going to alienate some group, religious party, some gender, some whatever, political party. But if you can laugh at yourself, then the audience realizes, oh, Jim is human or mm-hmm. Karen's human. And I have so many screw-ups that I share with the audience. You're absolutely right. So we just kind of have more fun. And we can just sort of go, hey, I messed up. You can mess up. And then we kind of laugh about it.
Somebody once told me that the best comedians weren't the ones who told funny jokes. The best comedians were people who said things that were funny.
Right.
Because the way they said them were funny. And so you can do that too. But Karen, give us that website again, please.
SpeakForYourself.com.
And they can find The Naked Truth About Selling there, 22 Vital Communication Skills. They can also find The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, which is exactly what we're talking about, 22 Ways to Reveal Your Presentation Skills. And they can also find your Einstein tapes there and everything too,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, my Einstein DVDs. And you can find wonderful articles. My books are also e-books, so just go to my shopping cart.
Yep. Hey, thanks, Karen, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Had a great time.
Karen Cortell Reisman, ladies and gentlemen. I told you you'd have a good time when she was here and learn some stuff, too. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.